Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. General Mark Milley, if you don't know how I feel about him, he is a disgrace to his uniform. If he had any integrity, he'd just go ahead and quit now. He'd resign. He has none. And neither does his boss. So his job is going to be safe. But he is a traitor who should be rotting in prison. And right now, instead, he is the toast of cable news and leftist social circles. He is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, actively. And in that position, he subverted the Constitution and explicitly violated his oath and attempted to subvert the chain of command of the United States while pledging to our enemy that he would give them a heads up if necessary. When I was in the Army and in Germany, I made the cutoff score to be a sergeant, but I was never a non-commissioned officer in Germany. But in Germany, we had something called a CEOI, Communications Electronics Organizational Instructions. This was your radio frequencies, it was your call signs, it was your challenges, it was your replies. If I had signed for a CEOI, which is a ComSec material, communication security material, and I get the CEOI, and then I go out into the field and I do the field exercise, and then I lose a page of the CEOI. Because when I turn them in, you turn in the CEOI into something called the vault. And it was an underground bunker that would have withstood anything that would have happened around us. And everybody had them for these CEOIs. And every battalion. When they went through them, if they were missing a page, at first they would go through them, then they go through them again. Then they'd be calling you up. They'd find out who had signed for the CEOI, because each one would be set up based upon your job slot. So, you know, if you were like a sergeant in charge of the scouts, you got this CEOI. Losing a page to the CEOI would put you in jail. Put you in jail. People have been executed for a lot less than what Milley did. And it was justified when they were executed. He called General Li Zhaosheng of the PLA Army to reassure him the U.S. would not make any moves against China pretty much no matter what. And that's bad enough. That's treasonous behavior in and of itself. But Milley went further, assuring the communist leader, General Li, You and I have known each other for now 5 years. If we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise. And there is, in plain English, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the top military advisor to the President of the United States of America, swearing to an enemy of the country of freedom that he will tip off if the United States, for whatever reason, was going to attack China. He's putting U.S. troops in jeopardy. He's putting the future of the country in jeopardy of getting them killed on behalf of the Chinese communists. It's called aiding and abetting. And in this particular application, this is treason. And he actually does have the blood of American troops on his hands, you know, this is coming from CNN, just 8 days after the 2020 election, then President Donald Trump was so determined to end the war in Afghanistan during his presidency that he secretly signed a memo to withdraw all troops by January 15, 2021. That didn't happen because of Mark Milley. That means the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, which could have been completely and quickly done during the winter non-fighting season, was blocked, giving the responsibility to Joe Biden so he could take credit for it, but he wasn't up to the task. And now there's 13 dead American soldiers or Marines because the Biden administration, General Milley, couldn't do their job properly. Their blood is on Biden and Milley's hands. And unsurprisingly, the unelected general imposing his will on policy by thwarting that of the duly elected president and coordinating with our enemies is not enough to lose the trust of Joe Biden. Because he'll just say, sure, Milley's a traitor, but he's our traitor. The president's spokesmodel, Ginger Goebbels, Jen Psaki, a.k.a. Ginger Goebbels, said Wednesday that Milley has Biden's complete confidence that he will follow the Constitution. Surprisingly, nowhere in the Constitution does it give an unelected bureaucrat, military or otherwise, the authority to overrule or end run around the elected president. And this begs the question of whether or not Biden would be fine with Milley undermining his authority should Milley find himself in disagreement with this president. And this is, of course, hypothetical and unlikely to happen because Milley is a man of the left. If he were not, he would not have been retained by Biden's handlers. And were parties reversed and Milley had coordinated with an enemy against a Democrat president, Democrats would be calling for his head. Republicans would too, by the way. But since Milley was doing the bidding of the left against Orange Man Bad, he faces no consequences. No leftist will. Black Lives Matter / Antifa were responsible for almost 50 murders. Billions of dollars in damages. Tried to kill hundreds of police officers. Beat the hell out of countless random people for the crime of wanting to protect their property. And the charges brought against them were minimal, at best. Every leftist who rioted on Inauguration Day 2017 had their charges summarily dropped without any real explanation. Leftists do not face justice for their action, for their violations of the law. Why would Mark Milley be any different? And the truth is, he's not. He has gotten away with it already. He will be in his job till he doesn't want to be in his job anymore. And moronic leftists like Joe Scarborough will sing his praises, pretending he was contacting China to warn them not to try anything against the United States, rather than the reality that he'd promised to tip them off if we did anything. Now, granted, Joe was dumb enough to marry Mika Brzezinski, I guess third wife's a charm, but even he can't be that dumb to believe this spin, can he? He can't. They all can't. And they are. But their stupidity doesn't really change reality. It can't change reality. Mark Milley committed treason against the United States of America. No matter what you want to do, there's no amount of spin that can do away with that. None. And they'll sit there and they'll continue to, you know, the highest confidence and all this other nonsense. And in the meantime, our military will continue to root out extremism and, embrace it, you know, try to examine white rage. And Li Zhaoxiang and Mark Milley, maybe they'll have coffee sometime soon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary pull
and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Immunity, according to the CDC website, is protection from an infectious disease. If you're immune to a disease, you can be exposed to it without getting infected. They explained that immunity to a disease is achieved through the presence of antibodies to that disease in a person's system. These antibodies are disease-specific. There are two types of immunity, active and passive. Active immunity results when exposure to a disease organism triggers the immune system to produce antibodies to that disease, which occurs through infection with the actual disease, resulting in natural immunity or introduction of a killed or weakened form of the disease organism through vaccination. Now, those of you who've already had COVID-19, you have that active immunity. But COVID has added a twist to the vaccine concept by using messenger RNA rather than attenuated virus to create immunity. This is a new approach to vaccination, and if validated as safe and effective, opens the door to disease prevention on a previously unimaginable scale. But with all new technologies like self-driving cars, the proof is in the pudding. In addition, breakthrough infections on the rise challenge the definition of immunity as being exposed without being infected. This would explain the CDC's recent decision to change the definition of vaccine from immunity to only protection, which means that based upon every definition of the word vaccine, what we've taken, I took it, what we have taken, wasn't a vaccine. They've changed the definition of vaccine from immunity to only protection. These immunology basics are taught in high school biology classes. And if it's understandable to teenagers, they should be clear to the medical establishment and the leaders of our national health institutions. And yet, Dr. Anthony Ouchie Fauci appears to struggle with these basic concepts, as he had difficulty discussing natural immunity in a recent interview with CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta. I must add that the standard and unfortunately necessary disclaimer that I'm not anti-vaccine, I have had it. I think I was vaccinated. I've been vaccinated since Christmas. And I'm not trying to give you medical advice. If you want to, you know, if vaccine's out there, you should make your decision to take it or not. It appears to me, based upon my experience, that the current vaccines reduce the risk of severe COVID illness. And for those with the highest risk, the elderly and the comorbidities, it makes good sense to me. But, you know, once again, it's up to you. Now, here's some of the transcript from the Gupta Ouchie Fauci exchange. Gupta, and just real quickly, there was a study that came out of Israel about natural immunity, and basically the headline was that natural immunity provides a lot of protection, even better than the vaccines alone. What do people make of that? So as we talk about vaccine mandates, I get calls all the time. People say, I've already had COVID, I'm protected, and now the study says maybe even more protected than the vaccine alone. Should they also get the vaccine? How do you make the case to them? Fauci. You know, that's a really good point, Sanjay. I don't have a really firm answer for you on that. That's something that we're going to have to discuss regarding the durability of the response. The one thing that that paper from Israel doesn't tell you is whether or not as high as the protection is with the natural infection, what's the durability compared to the durability of a vaccine? So it is conceivable that you get infected, you're protected, but you may not be protected for an indefinite period of time. Well, what the Israel study actually found was that fully vaccinated individuals are 27 times more likely to become COVID-infected and symptomatic, and 7 times more likely to be hospitalized compared to those unvaccinated but with natural immunity. That's what they found. And these results suggest that natural immunity has a far more, you know, it's It's hardy. It's more robust than the vaccine immunity, which is what Gupta was asking Fauci about. I wonder if Gupta will be reported to a state medical board for asking this question, this horrible question. A July report by Israel's health ministry described recent COVID cases. Fewer than 1% were among individuals previously infected and recovered, while 40% involved those who were vaccinated, contradicting the media-driven pandemic of the unvaccinated narrative. And Fauci acknowledged that that was a really good point, but had no firm answer to explain it. And if Fauci were told that seatbelts reduce the risk of death from car crashes by 45%, is he going to brush it off by the same way by saying there's no firm answer to explain it? But he then went on to question the durability of protection from natural versus vaccine immunity. And while no one can predict the future with absolute certainty, we do have a pretty good idea of durability. We have historical cases of SARS, S-A-R-S. We have that. And Dr. Fauci's employer, the NIH, announced in January 2021, the immune systems of more than 95% of people who recovered from COVID-19 had durable memories of the virus up to 8 months after infection. And at that time, COVID had been prominently on the scene since March 2020, 10 months previously. Allowing time for the NIH to gather data and report it, in essence, they're saying that thus far, immunity in the infected has not waned. Another study, published in the prestigious journal Nature, demonstrated that T-cell immunity in patients recovering from 2003 SARS, which is similar to the current SARS-CoV-2 infection, was still robust 17 years post-infection. And this study was performed 17 years after the 2003 SARS outbreak, meaning that that immunity showed no signs of waning to date and could potentially last a lifetime. And while antibodies may fade below the limit of detection within 2 to 3 years, T-cell immunity likely lasts far longer. And this immunity from 2003 displayed robust cross-reactivity to the N protein of SARS-CoV-2, our current scourge. So why is this important? Well, there's 6 coronaviruses that can infect humans. 4 cause a common cold, 2 cause severe pneumonia, and all the coronaviruses trigger antibody and T-cell responses in infected individuals. That's why. But hey, Fauci doesn't have a firm answer on that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pfizer says a low dose of its COVID vaccine is safe and effective for children ages 5 to 11 and plan to ask the FDA to approve it for that age group soon. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells MSNBC that's a pretty good process.
I think in a best case scenario, given, you know, reasonable review period by the agency, if they ultimately determine that the vaccine's demonstrated to be safe and effective for that population, you could see something available by the end of the year. It could slip into 2022.
Those tests showed antibody responses after the second shot. The FBI and Northport Police are executing a search warrant at Brian Laundrie's family home in Florida. He is a person of interest in the case of his missing fiancée, Gabby Petito. Laundrie himself also went missing last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Police in Virginia are on the hunt for a suspect behind a double school shooting at a high school this morning. Police say a 17-year-old male and female were shot at Heritage High School in the city of Newport News, but their injuries were believed to not be life-threatening.
We transported four, maybe five individuals to area hospitals. Two are suffering from a gunshot wound. One has been struck in the side of the face area. One has been struck in the lower leg.
The White House kept commercial flights outside the country to over two dozen Republican governors are urging a meeting with President Biden due to the immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. The governors have sent a letter to the White House citing concerns about the flow of illegal immigrants coming across the border. This comes as Texas Governor Greg Abbott is asking for a federal emergency declaration, stating a large illegal immigrant group is starting a camp under the International Bridge in Del Rio, Texas. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Once upon a time, the sole motivation for joining the armed forces was patriotism. The fervor for the well-being of the nation was such that individuals were willing to make supreme sacrifices, including laying down their lives. Now for the General Milley story that hit headlines days ago. The following is an extract from Bob Woodward's recent book, Peril. And we get this. Well, you know, it's basically the same thing that I've been saying for the last two or three days. After January the 6th, though, General Lee Zhaosheng of the People's Liberation Army, he was a little spooked by this. I'm almost certain that's not true. But that's the claim that was made in the book. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs told General Lee that the president had suffered a mental decline after the election. And Well, you know, there's a lot of things to this. Now, his Secretary of Defense, Trump's Secretary of Defense, Christopher Miller, said that he did not sign off on a call from Milley to his Chinese counterpart. And Miller added that Milley's action represents a disgraceful and unprecedented act of insubordination by the nation's top military officer. While he's out there saying that all of this is routine, none of this is routine. None of this is routine. Normally, now it's not to say that generals don't make phone calls to each other. Now, I'm not trying to say that. What I'm trying to say is when they make a phone call to each other, what happens from that is that normally that's because there's a thing going on where all the players are involved. So going back to the basics, the main function of almost all the personnel of the armed forces is not devising military strategies or fighting wars. It is to defend and maintain the republic, to maintain democracy within the country. Since 300 million plus people cannot all run the country, they lend power to an individual through their votes. A duly elected president is hence authorized to conceive, plan, and implement the policies, and he gets that mandate to do it by getting elected. The armed forces has to always function as a watchdog, which is on alert for even the slightest attempt to subvert the constitutional process. A military officer must always be loyal to the president and assiduously follow orders. If circumstances arise where a military officer has a vehement difference from his commander-in-chief, he can voice his opinion and expound his reason for disagreement, and that may change the commander-in-chief's mind. But if the nature of the disagreement is so strong the officer feels like he will not be able to follow orders, he has no option but to resign. The military officer can inform his superiors in the civilian leadership if he senses the possibility of a crisis. He can always voice his differences later, provided no state secrets are divulged. He can always join politics, run for office, and become a policymaker himself. But under no circumstance does a military officer have the right to circumvent civilian leadership and act according to what he deems right. George Bernard Shaw once said, "I never expect a soldier to think." And that could be, that may sound like a derisive remark to some people, but in this situation, it's correct. The job in each and every individual in the armed forces is to follow orders from their commander-in-chief. Reacting to the news in a written statement, Milley's spokesman, Colonel Dave Butler, said Milley acted within his authority as the most senior uniformed advisor to the president and to the Secretary of Defense. Now, despite Bob Woodward's dubious record, his account of Milley appears to be factual, else Milley would have issued a detailed denial. Which leaves us with two open questions now. Why did Milley feel empowered to go rogue and even warn a foreign adversary? And why was Milley so confident about his anti-democratic actions that he would talk about it to Woodward? And this is a swamp problem. Over decades, the swamp has grown to the extent that it no longer respects the will of the people. In fact, it has disdain for you. It functions solely to serve its own interest to maintain the status quo. To maintain the status quo, its denizens present to the public with myriad candidates from various parties to create an illusion of variety. Once elected, the individual may move a little to the left or a little to the right, but if they attempt any drastic changes, the swamp will strike back with a vengeance. The Bushes may sound and appear very different from Bill Clinton, while Barack Obama may sound like an idealist. And the public is fooled into thinking that real changes are about to occur. But if you scrutinize their policies, there's very little difference. And when they leave office, they show their true colors. They even sound alike. And the same set of problems remains unresolved for decades, and the same group of people get paid handsomely to resolve them. And the likes of General Milley, who are the masters of the swamp, are the ones in charge, while the elected official is often just a rubber stamp. Then an individual like Trump is elected solely due to the will of people from a grassroots movement, and the disapproving swamp places innumerable obstacles to prevent his ability to bring about any major change, which he still does anyway. And in a functioning democracy, Milley would have been summarily dismissed and be court-martialed for attempting to subvert democracy. Unsurprisingly, quite the opposite has occurred. The reaction from within the swamp has been that of endorsement of his actions. Biden has said he has a great confidence in Milley. And Milley obviously knew this would be the case, which gave him confidence to brag about it. But, like I said earlier, it's very unlikely that we will see any sort of suffering from this particular episode. But we have a new rule, and acts bordering on treason are no longer punishable. However, walking down the street without a mask is almost certainly a grave offense. The precedent that is being set here should frighten everybody looking at this stuff. Because for every action, there is an equal but opposite reaction. And they don't see that. They don't see it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. That's the home of the binary trigger, the Salute line, the militia line, Providence, Reformation. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Douglas MacArthur was one of the nation's greatest generals. In his time, there was no more revered, lauded, and beloved a military figure. And he existed in a time when the generals were celebrities. The World War II generals, they were celebrities. He graduated first in his class at West Point, where after servicing World War I, he served as its superintendent. During World War II, he was promoted to the rank of General of the Army in 1944. This is a five-star general. His stars are arranged in a little circle. And he was given command of all Army forces in the Pacific. On September 2, 1945, it was MacArthur who accepted Japan's unconditional surrender, ending the war. And following the surrender, he served as the military governor of Japan, helping to usher in a modern government and economy. When North Korea invaded South Korea in June 1950, it was MacArthur whom Truman put in command of the UN forces to repel the invasion and prevent South Korea from falling to communism. It was, after all, a no-brainer. After MacArthur drove the North Korean forces back across the 38th parallel, the official demarcation line between the North and the South, beginning with a brilliant landing at the Incheon Harbor, the Communist Chinese sent massive forces into Korea in support of the North and drove the UN forces back below the 38th parallel and into South Korea. And after recovering, MacArthur once again commanded his forces to send the army back into North Korea. Unfortunately, for MacArthur, he had an ego to match his brilliant military acumen. It was this brash and flamboyant side that resulted in his being unceremoniously relieved of command of the UN forces. Truman's stated policy was for a more limited war in Korea to limit casualties and not risk a third world war. MacArthur disagreed with this policy and wanted to expand the conflict to continue the advance into China, and he said so publicly. In doing so, arguably, the poster boy of World War II, he defied the commander-in-chief, President Truman, and he was deemed to have threatened the civilian-military control balance. For this transgression, and for a few others that, Truman had noticed, he removed MacArthur from his command for insubordination on April 11th, 1951. And in a statement made to the American people regarding the firing, Truman explained he had done it so that there would be no doubt or confusion as to the real purpose and aim of our policy. He was basically stating, we, the civilians, are in charge and set the policy, not the generals. So we come to this. We come to where we are today. I could keep repeating ad nauseum to you what's going on, what happened. Milley also colluded with Nancy Pelosi and then Minority Leader Charles Schumer in the waning days of the Trump presidency to limit his ability as the constitutionally designated commander-in-chief by improperly inserting himself into the nuclear launch sequence. Now that was insubordinate. Absolutely insubordinate. But they arguably constitute conspiracy to commit treason as well. And they make what MacArthur did look like an infraction of failing to salute a superior officer. So let's weigh these, shall we? We have one of the greatest military leaders in our history of this country, and he's removed from the command of forces engaged in a shooting war for questioning the civilian war policy. And in contrast, Milley has not only spoke against policy, but he affirmatively acted against the sitting president. This warrants immediate removal from his post and also referral for court-martial. And if he were convicted, which he would be because he's basically admitted to doing it, he should be stripped of rank and dishonorably discharged. 70 years ago, in 1951, that's exactly what would have occurred. Unfortunately, this is 2021, and given the degenerated mental acuity of the current commander-in-chief and the clown show that is his administration, it is unlikely that anything will happen to Milley. Congress, which is currently controlled by a bunch of power-hungry wannabe Marxist Democrats, who ironically once held a deep distrust of the military, will also sit idly by as the destruction of the Constitution by the military leadership continues. To paraphrase the late Senator Fritz Hollings, who, as old as Fritz was, he was never better than the junior senator. Because the centurion Strom Thurmond was in place. I never knew Douglas MacArthur, and he was obviously no friend of mine. But rest assured nonetheless, General Milley is no Douglas MacArthur. If getting removed from command can happen to a great military leader and great American like Douglas MacArthur, this should definitely happen to the likes of General Mark Milley, without a doubt. It should be happening right now today. Now, one of the things that I have always thought, which this is the great mystery to me, and this it makes me wonder. So here we are. I've always thought that all of this leftist nonsense would never occur as long as weapons were still in the hands of Americans. Now, I do think that the fuses of a bunch of veterans are lit. I get that. I sense this right now. But at the same time, while I sense that their fuses are lit, I've always felt that they were going to wait till they had cinched up their monopoly on violence and were only going to get out here and do some of the things they wanted to do only when we were disarmed, whether peacefully or forcibly. Now, forcibly is not going to happen. Peacefully isn't going to happen. They may actually pass a law, but there's not going to be any compliance with it. And yet, apparently, beneath our, right in front of our noses, this has been going on for a while. And it's been going on within the military. That distresses me a great deal. But I will tell you this, and I will tell any Afghanistan veteran this or any Iraq veteran this, these guys, these clowns at the Pentagon, they're not the military. They're not the Army. They're not the Marines. The guys that are in there, these company-grade officers, these field-grade officers that run these troops, this is where our best are. And they can't even run that without trying to politicize that. So, I don't know. We'll see what we see. I'm waiting to see what emerges, because it just keeps getting better and better with this administration. The outrages just grow and grow. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights mix the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's tritium night sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.